This arch was what we call jacked. Now, you got a problem in any arch bridge where you don't just put it up just in one hit and put all the superstructure on, just Mandrake flicking his fingers at it and everything just falls into place. I mean, first of all, you put the arch up, then you put the superstructure on. Now, from Roman times, they did it the same way right up until 20th century, I should say, where you had the falsework, which you put up first. The shape of the top of the falsework was the shape of the underneath of the arch, and you lay your arch on that. The Romans, of course, used dirty big blocks of stone. Then we used cast-in-place concrete. There was no reason why you shouldn't use independent blocks of concrete. But you lay these things on the falsework. Your problem then is, how do you get the falsework out from under the arch? Because the arch is just lying on it. It's not doing anything except just lying there. And it's compressing the falsework. And it's under considerable stress. Now, the Roman system was to have the falsework sitting on opposing wedges. And when your arch was in place, all you did was pull your wedges out and the whole of the falsework would drop and it would leave the arch standing. Now, you can understand that after you go to a certain span, it's pretty dangerous to start pulling out wedges. Now, back in about 1920, there was a fellow called Freycinet, Eugène Freycinet. He was a French engineer. Actually, he was credited pretty much with the invention of prestressed concrete. If he didn't invent it, he had a lot to do with its early stages. And Freycinet got the idea that instead of pulling out wedges and praying that the thing wouldn't collapse, you're better to put the arch on the falsework, but allow at the crown a gap and you put jacks on it. Then you just expand the jacks to push that gap apart.
The jack is, they don't use them much these days, but they're a French thing, a Freycinet invention, and there are two pieces of metal plate stamped out that look like a dish and then joined with the weld all the way around. So you pick one up, it was just had a tubular outside because of the shape of the thing, welded around together in two halves, and an inlet and an outlet. And they could only move about a bit over an inch or so. That was their maximum, because the metal just expanded around the weld, and that was enough to lift the arch when you had three banks of jacks. You'd do one bank and then the next and then the next, and then there was a spare bank in case they were needed.
What, in effect, was happening was the length of the arch was being increased by this jacking operation. The truss blocks wouldn't move. Now, if you increase the length of the arch, the only way the extra length can be accommodated is by the arch rising. And in rising, it freed itself from the falsework.
Now, did you know exactly how much the arch was going to rise?
Oh, yes. That was all pre-calculated.
I'm always very sceptical about calculations. And I used to think, what they've done, they've put those concrete blocks and they've filled it in with concrete. Now, there are 120-something concrete blocks in an arch, each with about, I think it was 4 inches of space between, which was packed with mortar. Now, you put the blocks on the falsework, you put the mortar in, you let it all harden. While you're doing that, the concrete in the joints is shrinking so little, just a little. You get a hair crack. Each joint has got 2 hair cracks. You've got 120 of them. Now that, you've got to overcome before the arch starts to rise. And I was coming down the train one day. In those days, of course, I was travelling up and down from Glenbrook. And I went past a railway shunting yard near Clyde, and I saw a train shunting, and it was a long goods train, all these trucks, and there's a loco came along and he came up to one end to push it, and he went bash into the first truck. It moved so much, it pushed the next truck, it pushed the next truck, it pushed the next truck, and so along the train, and the last car didn't move. And I thought, that's what's going to happen with the bridge. You're going to push all these little hair cracks, I mean, it's going to add up. I was perspiring when I saw it, because this is what could have happened on the arches. In other words, we wouldn't have had enough jacking expansion. And what do?
This process of expanding these flat jacks and lifting the arch off the falsework was done midnight to dawn, and that was to ensure that everything was at a uniform temperature. because in the daytime the sun will be on one side of the bridge or the other and you can get transverse movement effects. Thinking back now, you'd say it was a quality control process that the little building they built to control all this jacking, it was actually built on top of the arch. So I guess that concentrated the mind of the people that were engaged in doing the work, that had a good reason to make sure it worked properly. And when they did each of these, they used to take one of the boys, one of the young blokes, out of the bridge section to go out and help, to be the runner and to do whatever had to be done, and also just to have the experience of being involved in such a great job. And I was lucky enough to be there for either the third or the fourth of these events. And the way it was done on the first night, just one bank of jacks at each quarter point was inflated. So the arch was 2 inches longer when we finished on the first night, and all it had done was rise a bit, but it hadn't come off the falsework. And a couple of nights later, we came back and we inflated the second, and this was all done with the hydraulic jacks pumping into these flat jacks, and the second bank was inflated. So then the arch was 4 inches longer. And by that stage, the arch had lifted off the falsework, but during the day, it settled back down. And so we came back a couple of nights later and we inflated the third bank of jacks. And by that stage, the arch was well and truly clear of the falsework. And the fourth bank of jacks were there for luck.
They had targets for theodolites sticking out either side of the arch on both sides, and they had people on the shore with theodolites watching any movement as the thing started to lift. And if it was to start to move sideways, they had trimmer jacks in the concrete that could counteract it. And they inflated the first row of jacks and the thing started to rise, and they had engineers scurrying around underneath. Yes, it's lifted up, it's lifted up. They go, oh yes, look at that. They're all impressed. They then had to bleed the oil out of them because there was about 2,500 pounds of pressure in there, and replace it with cement grout. So you'd release the jack, put an air hose on, blow all the oil out, and then put the pressure of grout, which was about 120, 130 pounds. So you're letting out 2,500 pounds, you're putting in 100 odd pounds, and all of a sudden there's this terrific bang. And the pressure, of course, had increased in all the other jacks as they were bleeding off thousands of pounds out of one. The others were taking up the strain, and of course they got higher and higher, and finally one exploded, and they called a halt to proceedings. They then had a big conference, and how they rectified it, they let the oil out, put the grout in, and then they pressurised that grout with an oil line up to the pressure that they'd... So what's inside those jacks now is a mixture of grout grout and oil. And if you go under the Glazeville Bridge today, you can see all the big stains where the oil has seeped out through the years. It's quite evident when you go under there. Anyhow, that was the way they did the rest of it from there on, so that they could recover. Each time they let one off, they could recover the same pressure, and they didn't have the thing going down and exploding jacks.
Now, had the Fresnaye jacks been used in Australia before on any other project?
I can't recall their being used before, that, but they've been used many times since.
This was pioneering stuff, was it?
Could be so, yes.